Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Terry. I ordered some pills for you guys online and received them, and now I am being charged $90-some for them, and they're supposed to only be the shipping fee. I need to have that $100-some or the $90 refunded.
Okay, ma'am, I have to locate the account so I can see why they're charging you. Can I get your zip code, please?
Yep, 57032.
57032?
That's correct.
And your name?
Rebecca Howard.
Can I get you to verify? Go ahead.
Yeah. There's actually two charges for $90. They're different names, but they're both through the same order that I placed. So I don't know how that works.
Yes, ma'am. But can I get you to verify your address for me, please?
Yep. 1103 Hemlock Circle, Harrisburg, South Dakota, 57032.
Yes, ma'am. I see here you did a trial for the Keto Extend Keto, which is good at reducing your appetite, boosting your metabolism, yep, as well as the cleanse, which is good at getting rid of toxins and burning fat faster. When you were ordering your product, ma'am, did you get a chance to read the terms and conditions for that trial?
I'm pretty sure I did. There was not much to read. All it said was that it was the whatever the shipping cost, and that you have 30 days to try it, and I'm like 2 weeks in. I actually haven't even opened the bottle. So if I need to send them back to have everything canceled, that's more than fine, but I do not have the financial means to pay for that.
Okay. I did, now you said it said that you had a 30-day supply and 2 weeks to try it?
No, it was like a 30-day money-back guarantee type thing on there, and I had them, I believe, for like 2 weeks. And I now am getting charged this dollar amount.
Okay. Can I ask, where did you see the advertisement for that product?
It popped up on my Facebook.
Okay. Only reason why I'm asking, because I pulled up the order form for that product. And where you put your information in, at the bottom it says, I agree to the terms and conditions. To be billed $6.70 now for shipping and handling. And if I don't cancel within 10 plus 4 day shipping, I will be billed the full amount of $92.90 for the kill.
Yeah, I don't ever recall seeing that. That was not a part of it, because I would not have agreed to that. And I know I read through the thing because I thought seems too good to be true for $6 or whatever to try it.
Okay, that is why they're charging you, ma'am, because you had a 30-day supply of their product to try for 14 days. Because the product was not canceled out within that time, the product went into full charge, and the full charge for the bottle was $92.90, and that was for the keto. Now, let me check the cleanse. I'm going to go check that.
So how do I go about returning that? Because I cannot, I will not and cannot pay that amount. I have four children to pay for. And obviously this time in our economy, there is just no way I can afford that. I have bills that I have to pay. So like I said, there was never that on there, because there is no way I would agree to that. And I read through the thing. My husband was sitting with me even.
Okay, you did hit the highlighted part that said terms and conditions.
Well, like I said, everything that I've read online, there, I am not the only one that is fighting this with you guys, and everyone else also has stated that they did not see any terms and conditions. I did not agree to that, even though you are saying that that is selected. I would have not selected that had it said that at the bottom.
Okay.
So what I'm asking you, that how do I refund these or return these? I can return them because, like I said, I have not even opened them or had the chance to use them. So
they're not going to take them back, ma'am. They don't take product back, especially since COVID. And a lot of times that's why they let customers know if they call in to cancel it out within those 14 days, they get the bottles for free. But okay, what well, I can go ahead.
I'm barely then at the 14 days. It's still pending in my checking account, so I don't know. I don't see the difference between a day of canceling.
Well, this is done through the company. We're a third-party center for them. I do have to advise at this time, because they did charge you full price for each bottle, that it has went into a subscription. So you do have a 35% discount if you would like to continue.
I don't want it. No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Even at a 50%?
Absolutely not.
Okay, the last one, ma'am, and I do apologize. Our customer support center offers customers for the new year an extra 25% to bring their bottles down to $20-some a bottle if they continue with their subscription.
No, I like I said, I could do the $7 shipping, and that is all I can afford.
Okay, I do understand what you're stating, ma'am. I do apologize. That is a valid charge for the product that you have. And because we are a third-party center for that company and they have already charged you for their bottles, the best that I could do is try to discount it for you with your 35% that you have on your account. That will get you 35% of your money back on each charge.
Why can you not do $20 per bottle then? Like you just stated.
That's our extra 25% that we offer customers to keep them on that subscription, so that way they don't have to pay the full price to that company. Mm-hmm. But that is moving forward. At this time, you're canceling out. So what I'm trying to do is take and discount the product that you have been charged for that you have.
So if you're able to do that discount, though, for a continuing service, why are you not able to do that with this to get this canceled and resolved?
When I do it for continuing service, ma'am, I just send an order off to that company so they'll add it to your account. Here, I have to send off to the company. Go ahead.
Then sign me up for that so I can get the discount, and I will cancel it then tomorrow.
That will just discount your subscription, ma'am. Means it discounts the next bottles to be shipped out. It doesn't do it for the bottles that you have, because that is a valid charge. So what I'm trying to do is, because that company has already charged you, I'm trying to use your 35% that you already have on your account to discount the bottles, even though you're canceled out.
So I will get a refund?
Yeah, so they have to take and refund your account that discounted price.
Which would be how much?
Let me see. Give me just a brief moment.
I know this is you working for something, but I don't know how you can work for a company that stands and treats people this way and rips people off to this amount and manner. So that's, I don't know how you guys sleep at night, but whatever. It's ridiculous.
I do understand. And like I said, I do apologize, ma'am. I'm trying to do the best I can because they have already charged you. So all I can do is discount your
product. Yeah, but if you on your end can then discount me 35%, you can discount me 100%. So that's.
They're not going to let me do that because I still have to get their authorization, ma'am. That's why I was letting you know. What I did do, though, so I'd see if they will take my 15% with your 35. That at least puts you at a 50% discount for both products, mean that it will put you back 50% of your money for each one. I did do that.
So
if you give me just, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I would still be $100. That's a lot of money.
I'm doing the best I can, ma'am. I do apologize. Like I said, I am trying to see if they will take over with adding my 15% to make it a 50%. I'm just waiting for a response.
Okay. Well, I will definitely be contacting my bank too to let them know, and the Better Business Bureau on it too. So, because when I looked up the charge online, there is, to see what it was even for, there was lots of people who had the same response that I do. So this is not just me being dumb and flipping some button. That is ridiculous.
And your name is Terry, you said?
Yes, ma'am. And I am asking to see if they can do better, ma'am. I do apologize. I am doing the best I can. If you just give me a brief moment, I am waiting for a response from them. Okay, let's see here. I'm trying to see if they will let the product go down to the 20-some dollars a bottle. It should just take a couple more minutes. I did put it through.
I appreciate you trying.
Come on.
Down here.
Okay, ma'am. It does look like they're going to do it because I do see a refund pulling up for $69.68.
Is that per bottle or total?
That's one right now, okay? I'm just okay. Waiting for the other one. That means that the bottle that you were charged $92.94 will end up going down to $23.23.
Okay.
So give me just a couple more minutes. I'm still waiting on one more. All right, ma'am. I do see here they're going to go ahead and do it for your other one as well. I'm just waiting for that to come back. You should get a refund for $69.68. And I'm waiting on that other one. And then you should get a refund for $68.92.
Alrighty.
Okay. Do you have a... Okay. I was going to ask if you have a pen and paper because I do have that cancellation number for you.
Yes. Give me 1 second here.
Okay.
Yep. I'm ready.
Okay. It is... For your cleanse, it is D as in Delta, A as in Alpha, another A as in Alpha, 4-7, F as in Frank, 4-3, F as in Frank, 9. You're getting back $68.92. And for the keto, it is E as in Echo, D as in Delta, 5-2, C as in Charlie, another C as in Charlie, 8, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie, 5. And you're getting back $69.68.
Alrighty.
Okay, you will see those refunds post back to your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. The account is canceled. They can't charge anything else or ship out any more product to you. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
Nope, that's all I needed. I appreciate your help.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.